This week's parsha is Parshas Pinchas, and amongst other interesting and beautiful topics in the parsha, as we come close to the end of the book of Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu is told he is not going into Eretz Yisrael. Perch of Zion, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Hashem said to Moshe, go to the peak of Mount of Arim, Ure'e et Ha'aretz, and you shall see the land that I have given to the children of Israel. You will see it, you will be gathered into your people, which is a metaphor for, and you shall die. You will be gathered just like Aaron your brother, because you rebelled against me and made Merivah. So immediately after Moshe is told that he's not going into Eretz Yisrael, he will die in Eivre LeYarden. He can only see the land but not enter the land. What is Moshe's next request? Paruch of Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav. Reidber Moshe al Hashem Leimer. Look at that, a reversal of order. Moshe spoke to Hashem, saying, usually it's Reidber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Here we have a Yosei min HaKlal, Reidber Moshe al Hashem Leimer. Moshe spoke to Hashem, saying, if you're going to kill me, if I'm staying on Eivre LeYarden, I have a request from you. You've called Hashem Elokei Haruchos the Chol Basar Ish Al Ha'eda. I ask you to appoint a leader over the people instead of me. Asher Yetzei Lifneim, he shall go out before them. Vasher Yavo Lifneim, he shall come before them. Vasher Yotzi'im, Vasher Vi'im. Velo Tia Adas Hashem Kitzon, Asher Ein Lahem Roa. He should take them out, he should take them in. And the flock of God should not be like sheep who do not have a shepherd. And Moshe was masking, and Hashem was masking to Moshe. And Hashem said to Moshe, you're right. Kachachas Yoshua Benun, take your Misharis Yoshua Benun, Isha Sheruach Bo, the man who is a spirit in him, and give him smicha, v'samachtas yadcha alav. You shall give him smicha, you shall endow him with the ability to be the next leader. You should stand him before Elazar Kohen, before the entire assembly, and you should command him before their eyes. So Hashem says, you're right, you asked me to give a leader, so I am telling you what we will do. Yoshua is going to be the next leader. The very next topic after the appointment of Yoshua is Perachav Ches Pasuk Aleph, and this is a list of other karbanos, Torah reading for the Amim Tov. It comes from here. We read about the karbanos brought on the different chagim, but it begins with Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Perachav Ches Pasuk Aleph, Tzavas Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, command the children of Israel and speak to them as karbani lachmi liishai rech nichochi tishmeru la. My offering, my food for my fires, my pleasing aroma, you shall be on guard to offer to me. It's an appointed time. What's the first thing you have to know when it comes to karbanos? This is the burnt offering that you should offer. Kvasim b'nei shana tmimim shnayim layom ola tamid. You have to know about the karban tamid. You have to offer male lambs in their first year, perfect. Two per day is an ola tamid, a karban tamid. As hakavas echad ta'aseh b'boker, one sheep or lamb shall be offered in the morning, and the other sheep or lamb shall be offered in the afternoon. And this Karban Tamid opened up the day of Voda. No other Karbanos were allowed to be brought before the Kamer Tamid, and it also closed the day of Voda. We know one of the calamities of Shibasar Batamas, the Mishnah tells us in Tainis, is that there were no more lambs for the Karban Tamid. So we know that when there are topics in the Torah that are put one next to the other, that is with great significance. It's not random happenstance that the topic Moshe commanding Hashem to appoint a leader, and Hashem says, okay, we will appoint Yehoshua, which is followed directly by Karban Tamid. It's not an accident. Why do these two topics go together? Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem leimur. Moshe commanded Hashem, saying, Yivkar Hashem elokei haruchos echal basar, ish al ha'eda, let Hashem, the God of all spirits, appoint a man over the assembly who will go out before them, who will bring them in, who will go out, who will bring them, and the assembly of God should not be like a flock that do not have a shepherd. I'm quoting from the Sefer Shalom Rav, Rabbi Shalom Rosner, Insights on the Parsha. After Hashem confirmed to Moshe that he would not enter Eretz Israel, Moshe asked Hashem should appoint a successor to lead the nation so they will not wander in the desert like sheep without a shepherd. Hashem immediately responds to Moshe's request and commands Moshe to appoint and anoint Yehoshua. Yehoshua, his Mishares, will be the next leader of the Bnei Yisrael. Yehoshua was anointed, and in the following topic, we are immediately told about the Korban Tamid, the daily burnt offering. And we already looked at the Pesukim together inside. Says Rabbi Rosner, what is the connection between Moshe requesting a successor and the Korban Tamid? So Rashi, he quotes the first Rashi to Perachav Ches. Rashi gives an answer, quoting Chazal, Zukt Rashi, what does Rashi have to say? Ma Amr Lamala Yifkar Hashem, what is said right before the Korban Tamid? What is said right before is Moshe commanding God to appoint a leader. Amr Lo Kosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One. Blessed be he, said to Moshe, Ad Sha'ata Mitzaveni Al Banai, before you command me about my children, Tzaveis Banai Lai, command my children regarding me. So you're commanding me what to do for the Bnei Yisrael, says Hashem. You have to command the Bnei Yisrael what to do for me. What is the connection, going back to Rabbi Rosner, between Moshe requesting a successor and the Korban Tamid? And he quotes Rashi. Rashi suggests, command Bnei Yisrael. Hashem said, before you command me concerning my children, command my children concerning me. The first passage about Yehoshua involves Moshe telling Hashem what to do. It begins with a reversal of the usual, and we are told Moshe spoke to Hashem saying. Therefore, according to Rashi, the next section sets things back in their proper order. Hashem says, just a minute, Moshe, I am commanding you to command my children. However, says Rabbi Rosner, Hashem could have taught us this lesson with any of the mitzvos. Why Davka is the Korban Tamid of all mitzvot chosen to emphasize the lesson, and why does it follow right after the appointment of Yehoshua? He quotes the Mishkan Bezalel by Bezalel Yehuda Rudinsky, who offers a beautiful explanation linking these two seemingly distinct directives. A leader, like a king, is totally committed to his people, constantly acting on their behalf. There is no personal time for a king, no moment when he is free from responsibility. He is on duty 24/7. Moshe's request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that he, God, should appoint a leader who is like a king, like a shepherd. Just like sheep cannot be abandoned for a moment, so too Moshe was saying Bnei Yisrael cannot be abandoned for a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied to Moshe and he said, you're asking that the Bnei Yisrael should have a constant leader? You're asking me to do something constant? Aha! Tell them, the people, to do something constant for me. The Korban Tamid is offered twice daily. Please have the Bnei Yisrael offer a daily sacrifice to show they are constantly connected to me. If the Bnei Yisrael do that for me, they maintain consistency and constancy with the Korban Tamid. I, in turn, will provide them with a leader that will care for them with consistency and constancy. And this, says the Mishkan Bezalel, quoted by Rabbi Rosner, is a connection between these two seemingly unrelated topics. You want a constant leader who will care for them perpetually? Then they have to show me a voda where they always have me, God, in mind, and we demonstrate that through the Korban Tamid. Rabbi Rosner continues, in the introduction to Ein Yaakov, a Medrash records a three-way dispute amongst the Tanaim. The Tanaim are arguing over which pasuk is the most comprehensive and which pasuk is Torah is the most all-inclusive. Ben Zoma suggests it is the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ben Nanas suggests it's V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha. Both of these we understand. You might say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, accepting the Kabbalah's all Malchus Shemayim upon yourself is the most comprehensive pasuk in the Torah. We also understand what Benana suggests, V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha, like Hillel told the potential convert. That's the essence of the Torah. What's hateful to you, don't do unto others. The rest is commentary. Go learn it so you can understand. Love for your fellow like you love for yourself is also the essence of Torah. But then the Tana Ben Pazi comes along and he suggests that the pasuk that describes the Korban Tamid, one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the second lamb you shall offer in the afternoon. This is the essence of Torah. The dispute is then resolved amongst the Tanaim in favor of Ben Pazi. This, says Rabbi Rosner, is somewhat puzzling. It's easy to understand why the Shema would be suggested. It's quite easy to understand why V'ahavta L'Re'echa Kamocha would be suggested. However, this third pasuk about the Korban Tamid seems to pale next to the first two choices. Not only does it not pale in comparison, but the Tanaim declared it to be superior. You're right, they sent to Ben Pazi the whole essence of the Torah is the Korban Tamid. Answers Rabbi Rosner, the significance of the Korban Tamid, as its name implies, lies in its constancy and consistency. It is the same sacrifice that we offer each morning and evening. It symbolizes the way we are required to approach our Avodat Hashem. Indeed, Shachos and Mincha, according to one opinion in the Gemara, were instituted based on the Korban Tamid. We cannot have the attitude of, oh, I davened and learned yesterday, let me take a break today. We must act in our Avodas Hashem in a constant, persistent, and unrelenting manner. If we serve God based on the Korban Tamid with consistency and constancy, Mida Kenegan Mida, He will provide us with the constant supervision and guidance of devoted and dedicated leaders. And this is how Rabbi Shalom Rosner explains the juxtaposition of these two topics. You want a constant leader who will care for the people in Yehoshua. Before you command my children regarding me, regarding my children, says Rabbi Shalom, command my children regarding me if they fulfill the Korban Tamid, which represents consistency and constancy in Avodas Hashem. We always have the Rabbi Shalom in mind. Avodas Hashem is always at the forefront of our day's tafkid. Amida Kanega Amida, I will provide them with a constant, consistent leader who will care for their every need. Continues Rabbi Rosner, and he concludes, may we be able to serve Hashem constantly, yet always with the excitement and enthusiasm as though the service were anew each and every day. I wish you all a wonderful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, a good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much for learning with me. Kol Tov to all.